From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, January 30th. Coming up, we'll learn more about why the parents of a University of Illinois student who was found dead on campus have filed a complaint against campus police. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Later today, election officials will weigh whether to remove former President Donald Trump's name from the March 19th ballot. Jennifer King reports.
Clark Erickson, a retired judge and a Republican, presided over a hearing in Illinois Friday at which attorneys for Trump and citizens seeking to keep him off the state's ballot presented their arguments. The Illinois State Board of Elections is expected to consider his recommendation on Tuesday. Erickson wrote that Trump should be removed from Illinois' primary ballot, concluding that a preponderance of the evidence presented proved that Trump engaged in insurrection in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. But he also said the decision should be left to the courts, comparing an attempt to resolve a constitutional issue with an election board hearing to holding a heavyweight boxing match in a telephone booth. The Illinois effort is similar to those filed in several other states, seeking to use the 14th Amendment's insurrection provision to scrub Trump from the ballot. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments next month on a Colorado ruling. I'm Jennifer King.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker won't support a ceasefire in Gaza until all of the hostages being held by Hamas are released. Alex Degman reports.
The Chicago City Council this week will again consider a resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Mayor Brandon Johnson supports it, but Pritzker, asked if he does, says a Hamas attack started this conflict, and while innocent civilians should be protected, quote, as best they can be, there are conditions that Hamas has to meet.
Many people died, many people are still being held hostage, and they need to be released. We'd all like the hostilities to cease, but we also need the results that are necessary for that cessation.
A vote last week was postponed in deference to a resolution recognizing Holocaust Remembrance Day. I'm Alex Degman.
The state of Illinois is partnering with Google to streamline access to children's behavioral health services. Alex Degman reports.
A new online portal called Beacon will put mental health services offered through DCFS, the State Board of Education, and other agencies into one centralized location. The idea is to make the process less stressful for families and caregivers who are already stressed. State Representative Lindsay LaPointe, a former youth and family counselor, says the current system is overwhelming to navigate.
It takes an average of 11 years from when a young person starts to show signs of needing mental health support and struggling till they actually get connected with that support. Nothing about that 11-year gap is acceptable.
The portal is part of a larger plan introduced nearly a year ago called the Children's Behavioral Health Transformation Initiative. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is dangerously understaffed. That's according to an attorney who says the agency has failed to meet hiring requirements. ACLU lawyer Heidi Dahlenberg says a federal court order limits the number of cases each investigator can take, and yet caseworkers are still overwhelmed.
We wanted to make sure that investigators could get out there, see the child as soon as possible, talk to the parents as soon as possible, make sure that all the information you need is fresh in people's minds, and do the investigation in a timely way.
In one case, the agency was called last September to a house in Bloomington to investigate possible neglect of 5 children living there. The agency did not make contact until 2 months later. Still to come, we'll learn more about why the parents of a University of Illinois student who was found dead on campus have filed a complaint against campus police. That story is next on 217 Today.
Season 4 of All Creatures Great and Small from Masterpiece picks up in 1940 as Europe is engulfed in war. With Tristan on military duty, Siegfried and James enlist extra hands to help manage the practice. James contemplates his future as he grapples with the uncertainty of potentially being called into service. Members can binge all 7 new episodes and catch up on previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. University of Illinois student Akul Dawan didn't make it home from a back-to-school party during the sub-zero weather 1 week ago. A friend called campus police around 1 a.m. on January 20th. It wasn't until 10 hours later that an unrelated person found the 18-year-old dead on a nearby porch. His California-based parents have filed a complaint against the University of Illinois Police Department for negligence. IPM education reporter Emily Hayes spoke with Akul's parents, Ish and Ritu Dhawan.
Would you tell us more about your son? What was he like as a little one? What were his aspirations?
Yeah, he was very bubbly, energetic, happy-go-lucky kid who was always interested in building things. Right from his very young age, he was passionate about building Legos. And then as he grew in middle school and high school, he was more into robotics.
What were some ideas he had?
One of his projects during the COVID was to write a program where people impacted by COVID could seek help, and he would find volunteers who could help people who had no means or who had no loved ones or who did not have relatives, so that the volunteers could go and help people who were impacted by COVID. That was his high school project.
When was the last time you spoke with your son?
This is one of the regrets my wife has, that she did not talk to him on Friday.
I never called him, and I am never going to see my son again. I can't believe that I didn't talk to him on Friday. And that is just like...
Oh.
So we did not speak with him on Friday. I think I spoke with him on Thursday. I texted him, I think that day or a day before, saying that do not go outside, don't wander outside. It is very cold, and look what happened.
Do you have any sense of what he was up to that evening?
He went to back to school night party.
Okay.
And he got separated from his friends. About 1:23 a.m., his friends called the police, and they said they can't find out their friend. His friend gave the location to the police, which was just outside the canopy. The friend waited for half an hour. Police never came. Then around 3 a.m., the police called the same friend and asked him, have you seen your friend? Did you find your friend? And then they said, do you know what was he wearing? 3 a.m. So police never looked for him. Police never searched for him. And he was found just 400 feet from where he was reported missing.
The university was saying that they, you know, like you said, the police checked the area, that they checked the path to his residence hall, checked his ID, whether that was swiped anywhere.
I mean, I'm looking for answers. Police has not told us. I need answers from police. Tell me, where did you go find him? And when?
Right. Yeah.
They knew how cold it was.
What did they do, and what kind of search did they perform in that area? He was right there.
He was right there. How can that be possible?
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Emily, for listening.
That was Ish and Ritu Dhawan, the parents of Akul, the University of Illinois student who was found dead in below zero weather a week ago. A spokesperson for the University of Illinois has declined a request for an interview. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain showers and a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Stegman, Jennifer King, and Emily Hayes. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.